This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter. The George W. Bush Presidential Center is celebrating its fifth birthday this week with a star-studded three-day leadership forum. The bright lights have shined on U2 singer Bono, former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, and governors like John Hickenlooper of Colorado and Susana Martinez of New Mexico. Ken Hirsch is the Bush Center's president and CEO. I caught up with him at the center. Ken Hirsch, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Thank you, Rick, for having me.
It's interesting looking at the list of political types you're bringing in. The governors are relatively centrist. There are plenty of former Bush appointees, but there really aren't many people representing the worldview of the current president. Why is that?
Well, I think the most important thing from our perspective is that we talk about principles, we talk about major topics, and we do so in a way that really is not going to be a lightning rod for either the left or the right. The Bush Center is a nonpartisan institution, and we try to make sure that both sides are represented. So you mentioned the governors. You said those governors are centrists. One's a Republican, one's a Democrat. Mm-hmm. Both their states are pretty purple. And so we want to get at the heart of what does governing mean? And what does governing mean is when you are in a particular party, but your state is split.
You've described kind of an agenda of reasonableness.
Shocking. Imagine that.
And the Bush Center seems to represent what's now more the establishment wing of the Republican Party. Aren't you risking irrelevance a little bit by not including the Tea Party in Texas, for example, or the more activist conservative wing?
We are a nonpartisan policy and educational institution. We're not a 501c4 lobbying group. Our mission statement is simple. It's to engage the United States and the world by developing leaders, advancing policy, and taking action to address today's most pressing challenges. It is not to change what's going on in Washington, whether the right or the left is in charge. President Bush has already been president, and what he understands and his mandate to us is that while policies may change, principles do not. So stick at the principles level.
The forum ends tonight in a conversation with Amazon's Jeff Bezos. He's been the subject of a number of recent presidential tweets. Does choosing him as the keynote send a message to the current occupant of the White House?
Well, we invited him, I'd say, it's been about 10 months ago.
So before the tweets started.
Way before the tweets started. So we can claim absolutely no credit for that whatsoever. Jeff Bezos is a visionary. The company is groundbreaking. It's a miraculous company when you think about where they started from selling books in the mid-90s to where they are today. And the opportunity to bring a visionary like that to Dallas is really a great opportunity.
Amazon, of course, is looking for its second headquarters, and Dallas is on the short list. Do you expect to get any hints tonight?
Well, I've told Mayor Rawlings that if he announces that Dallas is going to be the winner, then I'm taking full credit.
You've been in this job about 2 years, right?
A little under.
Is there a moment in that 2 years that's kind of crystallized the value of the place for you?
We hosted here about a month after I got here, Dr. Oscar Bisset from Cuba, who stood up to the Castro regime. He was not a leading mobs down the street kind of guy. Mm-hmm. He was a trained doctor. And he got locked up because he had expressed his opinion about the lack of expression allowed in Cuba. President Bush, in 2007, gave him the Presidential Medal of Freedom. And he was unable to accept the award because he was locked up.
Right.
After President Obama opened up relations with Cuba, Dr. Bisset was allowed to travel. And he said, I want to travel to Dallas to meet President Bush. Now, it turns out that we have all the presidential archives and artifacts here in Dallas and in our museum. Well, guess what we have here? We had his medal from 2007 that he wasn't able to collect. So we got it out of the archives, and we hosted him in the summer of 16. President Bush asked him, what kept you going? And he said he had heard President Bush on the radio talk about human freedom. And he said, I knew you were out there, and it gave me hope. I got a chill listening to that. Different people mean different things to different people, right? And to hear a real live example where words matter and made that kind of an impact and is now making that impact inside of Cuba is really, really amazing. So for me to be able to witness that now and to see the glimpses of that has really been special.
Ken Hirsch, President and CEO of the Bush Presidential Center, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you for having me.